The floor mat, which had been floating around in the Ford's cabin, landed draped over the steering wheel. Eddie's midsection hit the top of the front seat, and air exploded out of him in a rough whoosh. Roland landed beside him, and on his bad hip, he gave a single barking cry and then began to pull himself back into the front seat. Eddie opened his mouth to speak. Before he could, Callahan's voice filled his head. "Heil, Roland! Heil, Gunslinger!" How much psychic effort had it cost the pair to speak from that other world? And behind it, faint but there, the sound of bestial, triumphant cries. Howls that were not quite words. Eddie's wide and startled eyes met Roland's faded blue ones. He reached out for the gunslinger's left hand, thinking, "He's going. Great God, I think the pair is going." "May you find your tower, Roland, and breach it. And may you climb to the top," Eddie breathed. They were back in John Cullum's car and parked, askew but otherwise peacefully enough, at the side of Kansas Road in the shady early evening hours of a summer's day. But what Eddie saw was the orange hell light of that restaurant that wasn't a restaurant at all, but a den of cannibals. The thought that there could be such things, that people walked past their hiding place each and every day, not knowing what was inside, not feeling the greedy eyes that perhaps marked them and measured them. Then, before he could think further, he cried out with pain as phantom teeth settled into his neck and cheeks and midriff, as his mouth was violently kissed by nettles and his testicles were skewered. He screamed, clawing at the air with his free hand until Roland grabbed it and forced it down. "Stop, Eddie, stop. They're gone." A pause. The connection broke, and the pain faded. Roland was right, of course. Unlike the pair, they had escaped.